Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
You go into the break room and you notice that there is a donut cut in half. And this is apparently wrong. Dave Moore, our afternoon host here on Family Life Radio, thinks that this is a big no-no. And I don't quite understand why. Misty, you think it's maybe because you touched the donut.
Yeah, I think that's his perception.
There, it's been desecrated. Uh-huh. You should not do that sort of thing. Anyhow, Jill is with us. Just curious, Jill, would you be offended if you walked in and there it is in the break room, a half-cut donut? Would that bother you?
No, because I'm going to eat it.
A half donuts is better than no donuts.
I agree.
I'm not going to be offended because I'm sure they left it there for me. I would not be offended. So if somebody did that this morning, you better go get the other half and eat it.
Good morning.
I was going to let you know about something funny that kids say that it relates very much to you guys.
Oh, what happened?
So I drive one of my little neighbor girls every single day to preschool with a couple other neighbors. And one morning she was having a rough morning and she's crying. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she's going, "Crinkle fries, crinkle fries." And I cannot understand crinkle fries. I'm thinking, I got to make a trip to McDonald's and buy french fries to make her happy. And after several repeated times of her saying this, I realized she wanted me to turn on the radio to listen to Crinkle Fries and Friends.
Family Life Radio, it's Kinkle Fritz and Friends.
Maybe you feel like you're alone, but you're not. Got a reminder of that yesterday. My husband and I were eating lunch at a restaurant, and my husband went, "Oh, no," and pointed outside, and there was a baby sparrow that was too young to be on its own, and somebody had put it in the shade on the sidewalk outside a business and put a little cup out there with some water because it was just out there in the heat on its own, couldn't go anywhere, and we were so worried about it. And my husband actually called a little rescue that was nearby afterwards and said, "Do you take wild birds? We're really worried about this baby bird. We don't know if it's going to survive. It's out there on its own." And they said, "Well, what kind of bird is it?" And he said, "Well, it's a sparrow." And the guy said, "Oh, good. Well, here's the thing about sparrows. It may look like it's by itself, but rest assured, Mama's nearby and Mama will come back for it and is going to take care of it. It's not by itself. It just looks that way." And when they said that, something clicked and I went, "His eye is on the sparrow."
Oh, yeah. Famous him. His eye is on the sparrow. Yeah.
And I thought about all those times that in my life I have felt alone. And in retrospect, I can look back and see God's hand all over the situation. And those words just suddenly, I heard them in a whole new light. I wasn't by myself. I've never been by myself. He's always been nearby and taking care of me, even when I felt alone. And it was just one of those like aha moments for me. Like you may feel like you're by yourself, but God is always watching. If his eye is on the sparrow, you know he's watching over you as well.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, think of the verse that talks about how he feeds the birds of the air. Mm-hmm. How much more will he take care of you?
Yes.
It's like he loves you more than just the birds. That's, I mean, I hope that encourages you today.
Hi, I'm Hope Darst. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help, people find hope and keep the station on the air. You are helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
Is Jordan St. Cyr sings that song Weary Traveler and Fires. And just curious, how did you get in to become a Christian artist?
I was in a bar band for a while. Our band would play shows at like 1 a.m. at the bar, and then I'd lead worship, you know, be at the church for 7 a.m. I got to this point where I was on this tour. There were faith threads through it, but there was something wanting to get out in my soul in a deep way. I just remember having this conversation with God where I just felt him saying, like, Jordan, like, this is just the way I made you. I didn't make everybody this way, but I created you to say my name. Who am I? My name is Jesus. And it just got to the point in that, you know, that prayer, that conversation, that quiet time with him. He's like, you've lived your entire musical career with one foot in. Imagine what we could do if you put both in. And so that was about 5 or 6 years ago. And I just started not caring what people think. You know, I had built up this career of just having a lot of people who weren't believers.
Sure.
You know, and I didn't want to bait and switch them. I'm like, hey, I'm this way now.
Right.
I'm like, no, I've always believed in God. I've always believed the life of Christ was just this an amazing example of how to live our lives. But it wasn't until that moment where it's like, I just had to grow up, you know, and I had to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to say your name and I'm going to proclaim it. And that's when just everything kind of opened up to me, because I think it was honest and it was genuine. And like I said, it's just the way God made me.
You know, I hope that encourages you, especially maybe you've been kind of living one foot for God, one foot somewhere else, to dive in.
Yeah.
Put them both in there and see what happens. That is Jordan St. Cyr. Got to hang with him in Nashville not too long ago. Asked him what he's learned from being married.
God, I think his greatest gift to us is each other. You know, when I met my wife, I didn't realize it at the time, but like I was a church kid. If I'm going to be honest, a self-righteous, know-it-all, black and white church kid.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like I knew it. And I guess
know-it-all, like know-it-all in the world or in the Bible, or
I think it was a know-it-all of right and wrong. Like you do this because it's right. You gotcha. Don't do that because it's wrong, okay. You know? And I think to a degree, it's still in me. It's more of a pride thing, you know? And I think a lot of our battles in the church or being growing up that way, you know, Christian home, like pride is just something we battle. It's more of something that I confront every day and I try and work on it. But being married, you can't hide that, you know? And so it's just very revealing. You know, your person that's closest to you is kind of the light, and they reveal what's inside of you, the good and the bad. You need that in your life. You know, even if you're not married, you have those friends or you've got family members. We just reveal what's inside. And if we're willing to do the work, in the word it says, iron sharpens iron. It's when we enter those relationships, right, into those greatest gifts God has given us and engage with that feeling, that wrestling, we start to grow and expand and see the things that God has before us that are for us.
More with Jordan St. Cyr is coming up. So what has God done in your life? We got to hear your story. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio. Who's this?
My name is Beth.
Beth, what's on your mind?
I have some good news I want to share.
Hey, well, we can't wait to hear it. Where are you calling from, Beth?
I'm in a little town called Epworth, Iowa.
Okay, Beth. So tell us your story.
Okay. My husband was diagnosed with stomach cancer last September.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'll get through this. Anyway, we went to the hospital and we had the best of the best of the best doctors there. He was from Japan and that's all he dealt with was stomach cancer.
Oh, wow. Very specific. That's good.
Yep. And they told us that the cancer had already gone through the stomach lining, the wall of the stomach, and that they gave him 6 months to 2 years to live.
Oh, wow.
He said there's nothing they could do except start chemo, of course, to try to shrink it. Well, they started the chemo. He did 8 rounds of chemo. He said surgery wasn't even an option because of the cancer had already spread through the stomach. So he did the chemo and went back for a checkup. The chemo had shrunk enough, the tumor shrunk it enough that they were able to do surgery. They removed half of his stomach and we went back last week for his 3 month checkup. The cancer's completely gone.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That was prayer.
Yeah.
Well, even with the chemo, they said he only had 6 months to 2 years to live, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The best doctor around, renowned, said that there was nothing, no surgery was even an option.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
That's awesome.
God. Give him all the glory.
Wow.
God bless you.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Wow.
What a story. And I'm sure you've got a story. What has God done in your life? Maybe it's something recent. Maybe it's a while ago. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, we've got Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
The song Fires. Tell us about how did it come about?
It was a man named Nathan was going through a hard time. He was a husband and father, could not make enough money to pay the bills and make ends meet. So he found himself working like 2 and 3 jobs. One night he picked up a shift as a valet parking cars at a hotel. He didn't know this, but that night there was a Christian songwriters round in that hotel. He's able to walk in and there are 4 songwriters just with their guitars singing about their hope and their faith in God and his faithfulness in their lives. So before Nathan gets back to work, he feels this nudge in his heart to write a little note and leave it on one of the songwriters' windshields of their cars. And it just said, barring a miracle, I am on the verge of losing my house. Thank you for your songs that were very inspiring to a man whose faith is quite weak right now. And he just signed it, Nathan the Valet. And he wasn't asking for anything, right? He's just like, thank you. That songwriter took that note to social media and just said, Body of Christ, it's time. And they just surrounded Nathan, his story. They paid off his house. They paid off other medical debts. And again, it hit me as a dad, as a husband. I know the best I can do is imitate God's provision. I can go out and work and I can do my best and get a paycheck. But when you run into something where your need is greater than your ability, it just broke my heart. Yeah, there's a very real possibility that I will enter this in my lifetime. But just seeing where the church was in that,
right.
I'm like, that's why we exist.
Amen.
You shoulder the weight of somebody who can't bear it on their own.
Walking you through those fires, those difficulties in life. Jordan, what's been the response to that song?
It's been an incredible journey. I wasn't prepared for the weight of the stories that would come in. I knew we would hear some hard stuff, but I would say, you know, the consistent thread is it's the heaviest of the heavy stories. It's the, I'm in the fire, I'm not out of it. But also, I'm in the fire and God is faithful. So I was expecting more of a victim mentality. To be honest, maybe that's a pessimistic side of myself, yeah. But like when you're talking about the fires, it's like, well, why would I be happy about this?
Right.
But what I found is like, it's given people permission to tell their story, but it's also, oddly enough, it's like these people know God and they're leading me, you know, because they're in it. They've got 3 chronic illnesses. They just lost their son. They just lost their dad. Like the heaviest, it's loss, it's grief. And yet they're still saying God is faithful. You know, the world loves to tell us that the existence of pain is a great reason to not believe in God and his love for us. Yet all these stories and mine personally say the opposite. And so I'm blown away by what this song has done for me personally through other people.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
You know what? What's bringing you joy could bring someone else joy. Give us a call. It's time for that joy report. 888-888-9976. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, he's been playing your music 2 or 3 times a week at work out loud. They made a pact that they can listen to their music, you know, certain days. Well, yesterday, one of them took his entire family to church because they wanted to go to church. This is a person that never goes to church.
Wow.
And since he started listening to your music after service, he texted my fiance and said, we loved it. We're coming back next Sunday. So, and this is all because of you guys.
I love it.
Because he plays your music at work, but they just love the music. So now they're going back to church.
That's
so
awesome.
I just thought that was the most awesome thing that ever happened.
That's great.
It is.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.